Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
When I replay that morning, I can't help but ask myself, how the hell didn't I see it, right? It was right there in front of my face.
Breaking news here out of Washington. This does appear to be a major situation with national security implications.
That's weird. Power's out.
I don't think the power outage is confined to Berlin.
What do you mean?
All I know is the president was about to come on national TV to make some big announcement, and then the power went off.
Why don't we celebrate?
A long weekend in the woods together without the tyranny of social media to distract us.
So you're not even going to look for the guy?
Of course we are. But we're a little spread thin right now. All the traffic lights are out.
You hear the facts that I'm aware of at this point. There's no electricity, or cell phone service, landline phone access in the area, and the problem does not appear to be confined to the North Country. Oh my God. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I watched what appeared to be an Air Force fighter jet just crashing and exploding into Jericho Mountain. So clearly, we are we're dealing with something, some kind of national crisis here.
Hey, stop!
Help! I'm in shock.
Dead air. Yeah, that's the first thing you learn to avoid in radio. Really creeps people out. And don't get me wrong, people in the North Country, they love quiet. I mean, hell, it's pretty much the main draw of a place like Berlin. But there's quiet and there's silent, the kind that you hear deep in the woods just after a gunshot or a loud crash. When the birds stop chirping and the black flies stop buzzing and every living thing for 100 miles is paused, just trying to figure it out.
What the hell was that?
F-16 Thunderbird. Maybe a .22 Raptor. Low as hell for a Super Hornet, but if he was coming out...
Jesus, the pilot. But what if he's still out there?
Oh yeah, no, wait, the guy's pancake. Rest in pieces, my dude.
Jesus, Lincoln.
What? I was gonna pour some out.
Guys, we have to try to find him. I mean, he might still be out there alive.
No way, no. Not doing that.
Bro, that's pretty far from here. I mean, I'm up for it. But, like, the girls.
I'm on cross-country, asshole.
Yeah.
My boyfriend here's an idiot, but he's right.
I'm not an idiot, Jake.
It was a joke. Jeez,
okay,
sorry.
Okay, we have maybe 2 hours of daylight left, and he could be anywhere in those woods, if he's even alive.
Yeah, but if he is... I mean, like, come on, Lincoln. Don't you want to be the guy that saved a fighter pilot? That's some Hall of Fame shit right there.
What if he's, like bleeding and everything?
Lincoln, we can't just let him die out there.
Plus, maybe we could give him some of Jade's special medication.
Hey.
Hall of Fame, huh?
We'll be back before it even gets dark. I promise.
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Back in town, that first night of the blackout seemed to arrive more quickly than anyone expected it to.
Is she in there?
She's supposed to be open till 8.
Sign says, sorry, we're closed.
Well, yeah, but... Madeline!
Maybe that's her.
Hey, Susan. What's going on?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Radio Hotshot.
More like got shot. Am I right?
Dad.
I never seen nobody walking around after being shot.
Yeah, I'm fine. It just grazed me. So she's closed already?
I told you. No such thing as free ice cream.
All right, you win, Izzy. I'm sure Madeline would be emptying her freezer. Guess I'll have to try the Fast Mart down in Shelburne.
Fast Mart? It's closed. And the gas station.
Power's down all the way out in Cascade?
We went all the way to Lancaster. There's no power anywhere and everything's closed.
We've got water in the truck, plenty of supplies back at the house. What do you need?
Formula.
I meant to get more yesterday, but she hasn't been sleeping, and neither have we. Now my wife's home with a migraine.
What's going on anyway? Something about the president?
No idea.
Why would somebody want to shoot you?
You know, she usually keeps the back door unlocked. I'm just going to leave some money on the counter. Damn it. Madeline, are you in there? Kind of an emergency.
Here, just try the credit card thing.
Right, good idea. All right, let me just... Just hang on.
It's just...
You're going to... You broke her door.
I didn't...
Where did you learn that one, MacGyver?
I didn't mean to.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Dad, are you gonna fix her door?
It's fine, Lizzie. She'll understand. It's just an accident.
Come on, let's go.
Our kids, they never really imagined a world this dark, this quiet. But kids learn fast.
Thank God for flashlight mode.
I can't believe you went through my shit, Kira. I can't believe you're popping pills again, Jade. Mind your own business, okay? Hey, you know let's just run the battery, right?
Just gotta let this beat. Job.
Shit.
Was that like a mourning dove?
No, definitely not. Could be a barn owl.
A barn? Do you see a barn around here, Lincoln?
Okay, I'm no Boy Scout, but I know that one. It's fucking dark and cold and we're lost hunting.
Yeah, I know, guys, I'm sorry. It's just, I guess I took a bad turn at that last blaze. Alright, we might just need to stop here for the night if everyone's cool with that.
What, like, we're supposed to camp? We don't have tents, do we even have food?
Oh, this is entirely fucked, dude. I've got a cooler full of burgers back in the car. My macros are gonna be totally off. Plus, I'm freezing my nuts off.
I know, I'm thinking, Lincoln, I'm thinking.
What the fuck was that sound?
Where's Kira?
Over here, guys.
Whoa! Huh? Oh, Kira!
Look at you, you little pyro.
Quick, get me some of those bigger pieces. Starting to catch. At least we won't freeze. Just wish we had some food.
Seriously.
Oh, I have some granola bars.
Even better than those. I brought the bourbon.
Great. Yeah, that's really practical, Lincoln.
All right, settle in, kids, and get cozy. It's gonna be a long night.
Sweet home.
So you're saying it's not breaking and entering because Madeline wasn't there? I don't think
Come
that
on, Izzy. It's not breaking and entering.
It's so quiet.
Yeah, kind of nice, huh?
Kind of creepy.
Okay, you know what? I'm lighting some candles. We can make some hot chocolate.
Just like a snow day. And you know what that means.
Oh, my God.
Trivia night. Come on, Iz. We haven't played in years.
That thing is older than me. All the questions are from the 90s.
Yes, that's why we like it. The 90s are the only thing we know more about than you.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Trivia life.
I don't think... Okay. Which goaltender did Wayne Gretzky score the most career goals on? Oh. Richard Broder, Mike Vernon, Kirk McLean, or Daniel Berthiaume?
Mm.
I don't know a single name on this card. Is this soccer?
Oh, Gretzky, honey. Hockey. Sometimes I wonder if you're swapped at birth. Hunter would know this instantly.
I know this.
I wish we could just check in on him, you know? Just make sure he's okay.
Hunter is fine. He's in Canada with Lincoln. They're probably Snapchatting each other from the same room while watching TV with some speed metal cranked, running a blow dryer and microwave at the same time just for kicks.
You have a solid understanding of teenagers, Dad.
Thank you. My point is, he's safe. And so are we. We're just going to play this game and enjoy the peace and...
Who is that?
Oh. That is a big gun, Randy. Todd?
Evening, Simon. Izzy?
Hey, Randy.
Now, is that an AR... You know, I don't know the names of guns anyway.
What do you guys want?
Neighborhood watch. Left you some flyers a couple months ago, but I guess you weren't interested.
Yeah, it's not really my thing, Randy.
Well, might be time to reconsider. Security systems are down and nobody knows how big this thing is.
My money's on the Ruskies. Hey, Carla, you teach Russian over at the college, right?
Yeah, Russian literature. You know, Anna Karenina, War and Peace.
Yeah, War and Peace. It's looking more like war to me.
The president was about to make some kind of big announcement. Be careful out there. Looks like some lowlifes already broke into Madeline's store. Hard to know who to trust. Night, folks.
Night.
Dad?
Yeah?
That was really creepy.
Yeah, honey, why don't you get away from the window?
Oh, don't worry about them. They're just numbskulls.
No, Dad, they're assholes.
Izzy.
You know what? I'm gonna go back to the radio station for a bit.
What?
I won't be long. Get out the old crank radio, okay?
Simon.
Dad, we're playing a game. Now you're gonna go to the radio station?
Seriously, what has gotten into you?
You'll have ears on me the whole time. Get some sleep.
Dad.
I'll see you in the morning, Izzy.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Oh, sorry to wake you, Bill. I was hoping you could open up the studio.
At this hour?
Yeah. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Hey, you want to play that live Zep kick we talked about? Could break into some bootlegs. Earl's Card, 75, Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, that'd be epic, man. But no, I just need to get on the air. Nothing's on right now?
No, just dead air.
Perfect.
87.6 The Moon.
Hello. Sorry, that might be a little much at this hour. I know it's late, Berlin, but, well, when everything's going crazy, sometimes it can be comforting to hear a familiar voice. That's me, I guess. All right, let's see. It's September 30th. It's been 12 hours, give or take, since the lights went out, and it's awful quiet out there, almost makes the stars seem a little brighter, don't you think? And maybe we'll get a look at the northern lights tonight. That'd be nice. You know, also, sometimes when it's quiet, our imagination can play tricks. You know, rumors start flying. Mark Twain once said, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting its shoes on." Or at least I think that's what he said. I saw it on Facebook, to be honest. Anyway, my point is we don't know what's happening just yet, but we do know we're neighbors. Don't need anybody to tell us that. So, in that spirit, let's take some calls. Tell me how you're feeling, Berlin. Oh, right. Phone lines are down.
So use the walkie. How do I use a walkie? Which button do I push?
Sometimes I forget you're not from around here. Everybody in the North Country with an ATV or a snowmobile's got a two-way. Here. Channel 15.
Got that, folks? Channel 15. So if you have a two-way or a walkie-talkie...
Same thing.
Okay, I got it.
And you feel like talking, let's talk, okay? Neighbor to neighbor.
I could put on Nebworth 79. That one's got a killer. The song remains the same opener.
Breaker 19, hello?
Hello, yes. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Simon. This is Charlie. Up on Grapevine? I was watching The Wheel when the lights went off. Peanut butter and jelly roll. They didn't have the vowels, but I already solved the puzzle. Anyway, when everything popped, my old girl Mitzi got spooked. I've been looking everywhere for that mutt.
Sometimes when it gets really quiet, all we want is somebody to talk to. Someone to... remind us we're not alone.
Fuck, it's cold. Is there any more bourbon?
Nah, we killed it. Hey, good fire, Kier.
Thanks. My mom used to forget to pay the gas bill a lot, so sometimes I'd be out in the yard cooking beans.
Damn, your family's trash.
Fuck you.
Hey, you almost hit me.
The fuck was that?
Zombie fighter pilot, angry we drank all his bourbon.
This was a really bad idea, guys.
Yeah, it was. I'm checking out.
What? Oh, right. the pills. Enjoy oblivion.
Thank you, I will. Wake me up when there's daylight and pancakes.
Yo, let me get one of those.
Cool, real fucking cool, guys.
Hey, I didn't know it was that bad with your mom.
Yeah, well, you never asked.
What the? You break my door, Jeremy?
It was already broken. You think somebody's sending a message?
Nah, just some anxious yokel. People are gonna need to learn how to take care of themselves again. Won't happen in one night.
Where were you earlier?
Driving.
Where?
Just trying to see how far it goes.
Well?
Couldn't get to the end of it on a tank of gas, that's for sure.
My cousin just got in from Nashua. Elevators don't work, no water. He says it's fucking chaos down there. He thinks Boston too, but I don't know, it's big.
Well, we always knew it was gonna be big.
People could get real hurt, Madeline.
Lightning hits a tree. Fire burns through the woods. You're gonna lose some critters. You're gonna lose some big, beautiful old trees. Real gems. But then what?
New stuff grows.
New stuff grows. The forest takes care of itself. Look around you, Jeremy. I don't see any FEMA trucks, do you? Where's the National Guard?
So what do we do now?
We lay low. We take care of our own.
All right.
You got your two-way on?
Yeah. I was listening on the drive over here, actually. There's like this call-in radio thing going on over at the Moose.
Don't worry. He won't last long with that. People just need to get used to talking face-to-face again.
I couldn't even believe it. She had her whole head stuck inside that jar. It smelled like pickles and peanut butter for a month. I miss my girl already.
Okay, right. Charlie. Thanks. I'm going to let you go. I hope you find your dog.
Okay.
And let's see if anybody else has anything they want to talk about. I'm here. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Simon. It's Sandra. We got Mitzi down here. Found her under the porch, chewing on a tire.
Well, how about that? We got a happy ending.
You found her.
All right, that's great. Let's move on to our next caller.
Thank you, Sandra. I'm on
Hello?
My way.
You're on.
Yeah, just wanted to say to anybody who's listening, our well is pumping pretty good in case the city tap runs out. You're welcome to come around and fill up. 4839 Marble Lane. Mike and Michelle.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thank you. Anybody else have another ask or an offer, a need, anything at all? This is great. We got real community here, folks. People looking out for one another. This is what it's all about. This is great.
Hey.
Hey. Who am I talking to?
I just wanted to say, it's a good thing what you're doing, Simon. We got to take care of our own.
Yeah, well, thanks. I agree, I think.
Maybe whoever did this.
Oh, I'm gonna stop you right there, friend. I think it's just a little bit early to be pointing fingers. We don't even know if there's a who, you know?
Well, what do the cops say?
The police have got their hands pretty full, I gotta say.
Who do they think shot you?
Well, they don't... I don't know. Listen, Berlin. I know I sounded a little bit panicked earlier, but we need to keep our heads on straight, because, yeah, this could all be some elaborate Russian plot, I guess, but... You know, it could also just be a tree down somewhere and a junkie with a gun, you know? Just bad luck and coincidence.
Could be, but could be somebody trying to make a point.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was that again?
Or maybe somebody trying to make a change. Anyway, I hope your shoulder's okay.
Thanks. Wait, how'd you know? Hello? Sir? You there? Hello?
Heads in a vice.
Oh, this is the hangover to end all hangovers.
Yeah.
Funny thing about silence, though, if you sit with it long enough, You might hear something that was there all along.
What the?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Is that the pilot?
It's not a fucking animal.
Was he just like hanging by his parachute right above us all night?
Guys, get over here. He has a pulse.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and every major listening app, as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Attani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Attani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Attani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Attani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Warren Sweeney as Bill, Nathaniel Weiss as Jeremy, Julia Henning as Susan, Brian Atkinson as Randy, Stephen Moulton as Todd. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis Inc. Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.